Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
January 25, 1805. A visit by the Assiniboine. The Assiniboine are Indians from the country north of the Mandan and travel around visiting the Mandan and other tribes in the area. This tribe is related to the Chippewa and is sometimes called the Stone Indians. This is not the first visit by the Assiniboine, but the first time that the captains meet one of their chiefs. Captain Clark writes about meeting their grand chief.
We are informed of the arrival of a band of Assiniboine at the villages with the grand chief of those tribes called the Fils de Petit Veau. One of our interpreters and one man sent out to the Big Belly camp opposite the island. Men employed in cutting the boat out of the ice and collecting coal wood. Captain William Clark, January 25, 1805.
Fils de Petit Veau is French for son of little calf. Clark calls him the grand chief of those tribes. La Roque, who gives him the name Petit Vieux, or Little Old Man, does not indicate that his status was so exalted. La Roque would have known, as he was living up north near the Assiniboine villages. Tribal chiefs were known for their wisdom and military accomplishments, and commanded respect for these reasons. They were not rulers as we might think of them. In most tribes, there were several chiefs, of whom possibly one was considered the most respected. Clark generally called that chief the Grand Chief. Clark recorded the characteristics of all the tribes the Corps met. He described where they lived, what they used for trade, linguistic characteristics, particular customs, and many other details using code letters or numbers for specific traits. He could then compare ethnographic qualities among the tribes. He wrote these in a special journal of about 7 pages, pasted together, and sent a copy back to President Jefferson. Tomorrow, one man with violent pleurisy.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Entries are from Gary Moulton's exhaustive edition of the Expedition Journals. Hear other Days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.